USA Radio News.
Interest rates are going up again. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
We raised our target range for the short-term interest rates by another quarter of a percentage point.
Powell also believes
over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill that would head off a partial shutdown of the federal government at week's end. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby hopes Congress learns something from this.
I think we've got to work together and put the country first, always. I've said that many, many times. And if we do this, things work out.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan is expressing regret about the state of American politics. In his farewell address at the Library of Congress, Ryan said disagreement often gives way to outright distrust. Ryan did not run for re-election in Wisconsin, and his future plans are unknown. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A high-ranking member of the Catholic Church in Los Angeles is stepping down. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis accepting the resignation of Auxiliary Bishop Alexander Salazar on Wednesday morning following allegations against Salazar of sexual misconduct, accused of some sort of bad behavior in the 1990s involving a minor, though full details of that encounter were not released. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles saying it was first made aware of the allegations in 2005 when Bishop Salazar was a priest. These allegations had been turned over to the district attorney, who never filed charges.
Facebook is admitting to allowing other tech companies to read users' private messages, but is denying they do so without consent. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News the hits just keep coming for Facebook.
Mr. Zuckerberg told us that he was going to stop doing this, and now we find out yet again that Facebook has sold our private messages.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
their
give
struggle.
Up. Right?
Every day,
all year for the rest of their lives. And so I thought, okay, I met with her and I said, you know what, this loss was not for nothing. I'm going to turn it into something. And I asked her to believe with me, and that's what we have today.
She continues on why this cause is so important to her.
I want them to know that America has not forgotten. I want to give our youth, our high schoolers, our university students, young families an opportunity to know their stories and take part in something giving back to these families,
all right,
too.
Liette also said that FedEx is helping with the shipping costs, and if you're interested, please check out believewithme.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.